A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask who touched me?" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, Jesus caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and he said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." They ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. This woman and this child, while seemingly so detached, so stranger to one another, are actually critically connected. This woman's experience of hemorrhaging, of seeking healing, spending all she had for this past 12 years, is simultaneous with Jairus' daughter's first life breath 12 years ago, until this moment when her father, in his desperation, pleads for Jesus to come and lay your hands on her. This woman and Jairus meet in this place. This woman has been bleeding, slowly life leaking out of her. She too is desperate. She too has her eyes fixed on Jesus as he gets out of that boat. She does not seek for Jesus to lay his hands on her. She will be satisfied to simply brush against his cloak. What this child, this woman, and Jairus and Jesus all have in common is their faith. Repeated as the Shema twice a day, Jairus would surely have taught his daughter, this woman, Jesus, all of them would have prayed as good Jews, as descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Jairus shows us the critical connection of the faith of all your heart as he kneels in front of Jesus. This woman shows us the critical connection of faith of all your strength as she reaches out to touch Jesus' garment. And Jesus shows us the critical connection of the faith of all your soul as he gets out of that boat again, as he follows Jairus, as he turns, realizing power has come from him, and looks for who it is who has been healed. As he takes the child's hand, as he directs, she be given a little something to eat. Critical connections. So here we are on a Sunday, the first day of the week. How will we critically connect our faith to the next 7 days? What does our all your heart faith look like? What will our all your soul faith look like? What does all your strength faith look like? Will it look like the people of the Gerasene in the passage just before this one who literally asked Jesus to leave them? Will it look like the crowd pushing against Jesus, following with little or no investment, little or no participation, more of an onlooker or a spectator? Or perhaps the critical connection of the faith, of the heart, of the soul, of all our strength, will look like one who can plead the case of another, willing to risk making a spectacle of ourselves. Perhaps it will look full of fear and trembling at first, but it will reach out anyway. Perhaps it looks like one who responds to the need of another, no matter what the cost. It might look like one who, though rich, for our sake became poor, so that by his poverty we might become rich. The first day of the week. Whatever unfolds these next 7 days, be it healing or hemorrhaging, we know we can respond by faith with God as our strength. And as such, we can offer hope and courage and maybe even a little something to eat to all who would walk with us this week, whatever circumstance, whatever the need. Like the woman and child and Jairus in our gospel, as persons of faith, we too are critically connected.